This is Kent Porter. I hope these podcasts change the way you manage people, relationships, and conversations. That by challenging your assumptions, you will discover a better way. The topic is grumbling and complaining. The setting is the workplace. The combatants are positive versus negative thoughts. The battle is for your mind to see which one can dominate the other. If positive prevails, there is progress and steady forward motion. Here is a real-life situation that hopefully will provide you with a framework. I'm working with an executive who is well-intentioned and generally very upbeat. He is okay with new employees or people he doesn't interact with a lot, but it's interesting that with his regular direct reports or peers, he admits to having an edge and to being judgmental. He's not sure why. He says, and I quote, "It is as if there is software running in the back of my head that keeps me off balance, agitates me so that I don't give people much slack." I transfer this to my team as well. They are an edge. They are agitated. Besides, we're all overwhelmed, and we really don't have much fun. Things have got to change. End of quote. What follows in this podcast is how he exposed the negative software running in the background and started winning skirmishes in his mind and eventually reached the tipping point where positive thoughts outnumbered negative ones. He reports his team is now being responsible for their actions and have stopped rationalizing. Let me underline the point he just made. Again, I quote, "This shift to positive is showing up in the team taking on responsibility for their actions and not coming up with rationalizations for why they can't do something." Take note that the team is not wasting time defending their negative thinking. The enemy, negative thoughts, uses negative reasoning to justify non-performance. About now, you could push back on my assessment. You could say, hey, there is a positive side to grumbling. If the intent is to improve the situation and offer possible solutions, I need to speak up. You're right. Your key point is provided there is good intent and you're looking for a positive outcome. However, if the grumbling and complaining is negative and you give in to negative thoughts, guess what? You are in fact partnering with negative thinking. You're arm in arm and you and old negative are going around to others spreading the blame and not being responsible. I can't read your mind, but perhaps at this point you may be saying, hold on, time out. Why would I or anyone else want to be negative? What's the benefit? Good question. Ask yourself why you slip into negative thinking and negative comments. Ask yourself, what do you get out of it? You may want to hit the pause button and reflect on that question. Okay, for discussion's sake, let's consider a few benefits to your grumbling, complaining, and being negative. Hey, complaining gets attention. You become the focal point. Complaining is a conversation which has the prospect of establishing a relationship. It is a way of becoming connected. Ultimately, it may achieve an upside-down kind of happiness. Are you picking up on what negative thinking is doing? Negative thinking is sneaking under your defenses, disguising itself as getting along with others, as being one of the gang. Negative is actually pretending to be a positive thought. Hopefully this is a wake-up call. Can you see how, if you don't stand guard over your thoughts, and if you don't capture your thoughts, you're going to end up with negative software running in the background? It will become so natural, you won't even know it's there. You'll sense there's a problem, but you can't identify it. But, there is hope. Even right now, as you're listening, your awareness that there's a war going on between positive and negative thinking is the right step in the right direction. You can now think in terms of going on the offensive and defeating the enemy because you've identified the enemy. You are armed with the awareness that there is a battle, it's in your mind, and there are opposing forces. You can begin to choose which side to partner with and catch yourself when you begin to flip-flop and change sides. To catch yourself and reduce the chance of flip-flopping, think about this subtle point. You believe that whatever is in your mind is good just because it's in your mind. After all, your thoughts seem natural. But is natural good? Here are some quote-unquote natural thoughts your lying negative voice can whisper to you. It's not fair. Another one is, there's nothing you can do about it. A good one is, if they would do their job, I could do mine. Do you see how these, quote, natural thoughts stop progress, sideline you, and deflect and take you out of the game? Aha! But you don't need to let that happen. There is good news, because as you begin to get in touch with your self-talk, you can capture and expose the enemy. You have a spotlight called self-awareness shining on the inside of your head around self-talk. You are now aware of how the enemy is in the shadows tearing you down by whispering things like, you're an imposter, or you're too young, or you're too old, or you don't belong. So as you listen to some of these comments about negative thinking, what does it tell you about the enemy? Is your enemy negative thinking your friend? Does it want to build you up? Does it see your potential? No, no, and no. However, positive talk is the opposite. It lifts you up, and it is accepting. You will hear or sense yourself saying to you, your control is less, and your smile is more. You're letting go, and you're letting others grow. Or, you haven't gotten angry recently. Do you notice your progress? So comparing the two voices, one creates tension and turmoil and tosses you around like a cork in the ocean. The other is peaceful, calm, serene, and is open to positive ideas and making progress. Perhaps you are thinking, sounds good, but reality is negative thoughts exist. Oh, so true. That negative is in us. It's around us, true, but there are ways of first neutralizing and then defeating negative thoughts. You are already making progress. Let's continue. Visualize that your mind is your castle. You appoint yourself the gatekeeper to your mind. You commit to not letting any negative thoughts in. You will take all thoughts captive and decide which ones can enter and which ones cannot. This is not easy. Be on your guard because negative thoughts come in many disguises. Here are a few. First disguise, what just happened isn't fair. Stop! Think. Challenge that thought. You say to yourself, I choose to not let this negative thought enter. Negative thought, you want to quicken envy and discontent. You counter by deciding to think positively. You quickly replace this negative thought with a positive thought, such as, I will focus on what I have and will be content and thankful for it. Second disguise, the boss doesn't know what he's doing. Stop! Think! Challenge that negative thought. You may not enter my mind. I will not play the blame game. I will replace a negative thought with, I will focus on what I can do, on how I can make a difference. Another ploy of your negative voice is to use melodrama. We'll never get this project done. Positive says, the project is behind, but if we lean into it, we'll get it done. This is impossible. Positive said, this is a difficult time, but it won't last forever. Why me? Positive said, it's not just you. Others are impacted as well. You're getting a sense that your self-awareness and your being the gatekeeper to your thoughts allows you to make choices? Okay, it's important to add another strategy. The strategy is to immediately replace negative thoughts with positive ones. Because if you don't, negative thoughts will return and they will be even stronger. So, what is the fountain of positive thinking? Hopefully you have some answers to this. Hopefully you know yourself well enough to call on your reservoir of positive thoughts. It's important you get in touch with these. At some point, list them. In the meantime, here are a few tips. Instead of assuming negative reasons for another person's behavior, assume positive ones. Example, they are over-talking because they're nervous. If you ask them a question that is of interest to you and that is on point, it now becomes a win-win. Another tip, close the door to a negative thought. Don't try to reason with negativity because you will lose. Negativity is wily. Walk away. Think about something positive. Tip, if you have a higher power, ask for help. Okay, let's assume that you make a decision to work on improving your thinking. But it's hard for you to monitor you and know how you're doing. So how do you get feedback? Legitimate question. Consider going to a colleague and telling them you want to shift from negative to positive, that you can't hear yourself in conversations, so you need their help. What you want them to do is merely repeat back to you, either real time or later on, a negative phrase, negative thought that you expressed. They don't have to comment on it, they just repeat it, then you will evaluate yourself. It's time for a wrap-up with the main overview. Actually, let's reduce it to a mini review, and then steps on how you can implement and make this work. The mini overview is that there's an ongoing, never-ending battle in the mind. The opposing forces are positive thoughts versus negative thoughts, light versus shadows, good versus evil. When positive thoughts prevail, positive energy increases and you will begin to build relationships. Positive thoughts block the static so you can hear your internal supportive voice. Oh, by the way, remember the executive that I talked about at the start of the podcast? Well, he reports that relationships at home are the best in years. He says, and I quote, "Most of the stressors are the same, but I don't react to them at all, or at least not in the same way. The only person in the family I can change is me. I've stopped keeping score, I'm blocking negative thoughts, and actually, what is a surprise is I like me better." End of quote. If any part of what you have heard makes sense, and you think it's about time you started investing in you, and you're tired of making New Year's resolutions where nothing ever happens, and you want results, and you will make a commitment to work on this for 14 days, then here is a process. And by the way, this process is effective for whatever change you decide to make. 1. Make a list of what you've heard or what you're thinking that makes sense to you. Now, prioritize this list. Pick only the top two. Second step, for each of the top two, answer this question. If a stranger observed me, what would he see me doing? In other words, what is my new behavior? 3. Commit to starting each day with clarity on what it is you will do, that is your new behavior, that day. Now you put your new behaviors into action, you practice these, and at the end of each day, you record your progress or lack thereof. You record this each day for 14 consecutive days. Final point, get an accountability partner. Tell them your plan, what you're committed to, and that you will send them an email at the end of each of the 14 days with your score. Ask them, in addition, to meet with you at the end of day 7, at the end of day 14, so that you can debrief them and tell them how you're doing. For additional information about individual and team development, visit the free resource library at www.porterleadership.com.